It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is the start of the show. This is when things get going every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got, so much to do here over the next 4 hours. The New York Yankees, their season can come to a close tonight. They can be swept by the Dodgers. What a shame. Speaking of a shame, Anthony Richardson. This man told everybody he was tired, took a play off. You can't get tired if you're sitting on the bench. Welcome. Congratulations. Deontay Johnson, no longer a member of these Carolina Panthers. He's going to a Super Bowl contender. He's going to the Ravens. Unfortunately, Stephon Diggs, he's going to the emergency room. He's going to the surgery table. He is out for the season. Torn ACL. Houston Texans traded for this man, hoping that he'd help the Super Bowl push. Now he's going to be heading into free agency with a torn ACL. Well, there was Monday Night Football last night. That's right. It started off with a bunch of field goals, ended up with the Steelers beating the Giants. What a shock. Russell Wilson win number two. Wild stuff. And we're going to talk about it all. If you want to participate in the show, you can do so. You can call me up. I'm here. We got a phone. It's connected to multiple lines. We have paid our bill. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to have George Bremer is going to join us later on in the show to talk about what the hell is going on with these Indianapolis Colts. After having to bench their second-year quarterback because he, and it's not just because the guy said he was tired. He's also sucked. This man can't complete 50% of his passes to save his life. I mean, it's a good thing you got Joe Flacco there. There's a reason why they're paying this guy about $10 million to be a backup. Because at some point in time, they thought that they would need him. And, well, they have needed him because Anthony Richardson doesn't know how to stay healthy. But now they really need him because he can't accurately throw a pass. And then he's, if you're in the locker room with this guy, you got to look at him and go, this man, he took a playoff. Like, I'm tired and I'm still out here busting my behind, and this guy, the quarterback, took a playoff. I don't know. Maybe the guaranteed money is enough for Anthony Richardson, but we're going to get into that in a second. And then we'll talk about how bad the Yankees are. The Dodgers about to win another title. At least this time, it'll probably be in front of human beings. The last championship was in, I guess we can call it a bubble, down in Arlington, Texas. You want to find me online? You can. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to say thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down in New York City. Hickey, how are you, man? You having a good Tuesday?
I guess, sure. I mean, I guess it's better than Anthony Richardson's, but not much.
Oh damn. Is that brought you down? Brought you down?
It's frustrating.
Oh.
He's are been sitting his entire career. He's are barely played. What is sitting him going to do?
Are you shocked by it? Maybe, like, send a message that, bruh, this time he's not sitting due to an injury. He's sitting due to his performance, and he is sitting because the team is looking at him crazy right now. Crazy. For context, let's see. Victor Wembanyama's in his second year. There's a lot expected out of him. I'm not going to put the expectations on Anthony Richardson the same way that I think people expect Wembanyama to go. Wembanyama could potentially be one of the greatest NBA players, one of the greatest basketball players ever. Okay, I get it. But still a second-year player, highly gifted athletically. Hickey, could you imagine Victor Wembanyama, I don't know, in like the end of the third quarter, the San Antonio Spurs, you know, they're going on a little bit of a run. It's a helter-skelter back and forth, and then he just goes, I'm going to sit down. And Popovich looks at him like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm tired. I need to sit down. He's like, we're going on a run. This is akin to what this guy just did on Sunday against Houston. He quit for a play. It don't matter, but he quit.
You're not wrong, and I agree. And if this benching, right, is If the tap out is the genesis for the benching, okay, I can understand it. Like, if you want to publicly embarrass him to make it known how unacceptable that tap out was and to make sure it never happens again and make sure he learns, we can have a conversation about that. And okay, fine. That's fair. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, but it goes beyond Hickey. It allowed them to push the button. That's what it allowed them to do. Because it doesn't matter whether or not he took a playoff this past Sunday. For the entire season, Anthony Richardson, he has thrown for a little less than 1,000 yards, 958, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He is only completing 44% of his passes. That stinks. He's bad. He's not a good QB. And okay, he's rushed for another 240 and another touchdown. Anthony Richardson is good at backflips, okay? That's what he can do. That's what I learned when I watch him with the Florida Gators. He can run through guys who are at the college level, great, and he can do backflips, a lot of them. Them backflips are not saving his ass in the NFL because you can't do them in a game. And if he did, he'd probably get hurt in the process. Maybe, well, let me not say that. He needs an adjustment. Let's just put it that way. He needs his thought process. He needs a benching. And he basically gave them further ammunition to do so. Because he's completing 44% of his passes. And if you're not, if you don't listen to football, if you're just in the car with somebody, if you're working next to somebody and you don't give a damn about football and this person next to you has the radio on and you're forced to listen to this, 44% passing, a completion percentage is not good. You want to see that sucker, I don't know, as close to 70% as possible. Now, that's elite. You start getting into 70. You know, average guy will hit you, you know, somewhere 65. It's pretty good, too. A 44% is a no-no. You don't last in the NFL completing 44% of your passes. The man was like 10 for 32, 10 for 38 the other day against the Texans. He stinks. And then this is the bombshell that basically helped get him benched. This is from Sunday. Hey, buddy. Why did you sit out of play? Did you hurt yourself? You know, was it an emergency? Like, what happened? Tell me.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
Oh, come on. It's football, man. It's football. People get hurt. You don't get, yeah, and you get tired, you still go out there. These offensive linemen, defensive linemen, man, they be in the trenches busting their ass going up and down that field. 15-play drive, 16-play drive, 17-play drive. You see these guys out there huffing and puffing. I never seen one of these guys say, I'm just going to walk off the field right now and take myself out the game, let alone the leader of the team. And how about this? An offensive lineman, the one that he's supposed to connect with the most, Ryan Kelly. He said this yesterday. He's like, that's not acceptable. We can't do that here. And if he's saying this publicly, then what do you think his teammates think about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we had a conversation about it. And, you know, I think he knows it's not the standard that, you know, that he needs to play up to and the rest of the team holds him to. And I'll kind of leave the conversation that we had at that. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to take some criticism for that. It's just rightfully so, right? I mean, it's a tough look. But I'm also, you know, he's out there giving it all for his team, right? And it's not always pretty sometimes, you know, an offensive lull the last couple of weeks, you know, just having a hard time getting going at times. I thought we did some good things in the game, but if anybody ever questions how hard he plays, I don't think that that's the case. I mean, if you watch his film, you know, surely, you know, we didn't move the ball effectively at times, but I mean, he's giving it everything for his teammates. So he's young. I'm sure it's a learning moment for him. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, ow, I'll leave it at that. Oh, ow, we had a private conversation. Oh, ouch. Took him to the woodshed, right? I think we can all relate. You don't have to be an NFL quarterback to, you know, think about somebody close to you wanting to have that private conversation. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Step into my office. Forget that. The principal's office. The boss's office. Hey, come into the kitchen. We got to have a talk. Nobody wants that. Nobody. And talks suck. Hick, you know what I'm talking about, right? Them talks suck.
Big time. They never end well. You dread them. And when you hear those magical words, come with me. Oh, boy.
Oh, we need to talk.
Oof.
I didn't want to hear that. I don't got no principal now. Hickey, do you remember your principal? Was it a good principal or a bad one?
A little bit of both. You know, I've had good principals. I've had bad principals. I would say for the most part, they've always been pretty good.
I don't remember my principals. I don't.
Which I guess is a good thing. If you remember them, it means you're in the principal's office a lot, which is not principal. Good.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Do not want that.
You don't want to call. You don't want to have a... you don't want to have a talk with the principal, your boss, your spouse, your kids. If you are a kid, you don't want to have no damn talk with your parent. Nobody wants to have a talk, let alone a talk with a 300-pound man telling you that you're screwing up. And this is an NFL wide. This is an everybody thing. Where's Anthony Richardson? Hickey, has he been like done like Tua? He doesn't have that many concussions, right? No.
No, he doesn't. He's not played enough.
His shoulder, his shoulder is busted. Well, was busted up last year.
Shoulder, hip, foot, knee, head.
Concussion.
You name it. It's been hurt.
Yeah, he had the concussion, too. Look, I can look at Anthony Richardson and go, man, what you talking about? His own teammates can look at Anthony Richardson and go, what you talking about? You taking a playoff? What are you doing? Never heard this. I heard Matt Ryan was just like, what are you doing? I never heard of this, even in Pop Warner. What are you talking about? I never heard a running-ass quarterback say, I need to take a breath. I'm going to sit down. Nobody. And they handed the ball off. He didn't have to run nowhere else. I never heard of Randall Cunningham saying, I'm going to sit down. Never heard of Mike Vick saying, I'm going to sit down. Never heard of Cam Newton saying, I'm going to sit down. None of them. And it's hilarious. You got a guy who can't even play right now in Michael Parsons. Now you got a defender. Michael Parsons, because everybody got a show now, okay? Everybody got a show. Michael Parsons was just like, man, why ain't you just lie?
I think the second biggest mistake of the year came this week when Anthony Richardson subbed himself out. And I'm not shaming AR, but when the media asks you why you subbed out, please lie. Like, yeah. They got to take him through
my
PR
hand training. Was hurting.
Hey, my hip corner started being on fire again, my shoulder. Hey, I'm going to give you the vet. I'm going to try and give you the vet. You know, what someone should have told you, or they probably already told you, because I like Buddy. He a good person, good dude. Met him, and I think he got a lot of great potential. But when media asks you questions, do not tell the truth all the time. That is not your job. You said, I'm going to leave that up to your medical staff, whatever, because it's just a bad look.
He says they need to give him media. You got an NFL player telling another team you need to. And he plays for the. Come on now, what do they call that? The pot calling the kettle black. Michael Parsons is sitting around on his own podcast on Bleacher Report, saying that another organization needs to do media training with a player. Well, your damn owner is all screwed up. Let's get that out the way. But thinking about the Colts and media training, do you see who owns the Colts? Jim Irsay, do you see him? Hickey, is he allowed to come? Is he allowed to drive or operate a vehicle or no? No, right?
No, yeah. No.
Okay, good, 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 good. This is hilarious. I love a good sports train wreck. Not in real life. No, real life train wrecks are awful. Derail things for everybody. But sports, I love me a good train wreck. We're going to talk about some train wrecks. And we're going to talk about some trains that are running on the track right now, like the Dodgers. The Dodgers are running in the right direction. The Yankees are not. They're getting ready to run into the Hudson River. That's bad. The Steelers are going in the right direction, okay? The New York Giants are not. If you watch Monday Night Football, congratulations. Hey, how about this? The Texans, they're trying to keep the train on the track with the wide receivers. And then how about this? The Hurricanes are rolling in the right direction. We didn't talk about the U last night. Meant to, ran out of time. We have so much to do. The Panthers, I don't even know what the Panthers are doing. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick up the phone lines. And since we're talking about teams that are off the tracks, oh, my God. The New York Yankees about to get swept. Pathetic. Everybody named Aaron in New York stinks right now. My apologies if your name is Aaron in New York. Aaron Judge stinks. Aaron Rodgers stinks. Hickey, do we have any Aarons in Odyssey, New York? One or two, maybe?
Probably, but not that I know of. So at least okay. People we know, they don't get to say that they stink.
All right. Well, I'll leave them out of it, okay? But the two Aarons that people know, they suck. We're going to talk about them on the other side of the break. Get into the New York Yankees. We're going to talk about the Ravens trading for Deontay Johnson. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to talk about these losing Yankees and get to your calls on the other side as the Dodgers are one victory away from winning the World Series.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. Nonsense like an NFL quarterback saying he needs a playoff. While he's not hurt, he's just tired. Damn it, everybody been tired at work. Man, it's your job in NFL not to be tired. You're the leader. You the boss. People are looking at you as the quarterback. Anthony Richardson, I think he's cooked. You got to learn how to throw the football first accurately. That has not helped his cause. Speaking of accurately, we're going to get into this in a second. Aaron Judge needs to rediscover how to accurately identify, find, and make contact with a baseball. Because he ain't hitting nothing right now. This man is going to be the American League MVP. What a bitter pill is going to be to swallow if he doesn't help them turn around. And they're in an 0-3 hole against the Dodgers. The Dodgers are about to pick up another World Series. The New York Yankees are about to pick up a lost season. Ain't no guarantees they come back next year. We'll get into them in a second. Hey, if you want to holler at me, you can. Here's a phone number. I'm going to say it slow and I'm going to say it fast. Here's a slow version. 855-212-4227. Here's the fast version. 855-212-4227. So even people like me, when I say people like me, numbers just drive me nuts. I said it slow and fast for myself. Hey, Trey understands numbers. Trey is calling from Myrtle Beach. Hey, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Trey?
Hey, guys. Speaking of taking a playoff, I wish Dak Prescott would take a career off.
Oh my God.
Or maybe I could take the next 4 years off watching his terrible behind throw the football because I'm about tired of it. I've called in before. I know you've heard me. Everybody wants to point the finger at Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones got this guy on the team. Jerry Jones got a whole bunch of other guys on this team, and they're a pretty talented team. I'll give you one thing. Jerry Jones does not let the head coach cook, but he gets the ingredients, and he don't throw the football. He don't tackle. He doesn't walk beside a runner with the ball like Trayvon Diggs does, who's overpaid. We got six guys that are overpaid, including our quarterback, but he's the worst of them all. He said you don't play for money, you get $60 million, and that's what he does against a 3-4 49er team that was begging to be eliminated.
Let me ask you this question then, Trey, because I don't know what direction. You're taking a dump on everybody. Who is the biggest culprit as to why the Dallas Cowboys ultimately have not found success in approximately 30 years?
It's hard to say because it's hard to win the Super Bowl. Jerry Jones gets a lot of the blame, but he gets a lot of the credit.
I did not ask you that. Who do you? Because stop. You're doing a lot of talking, not enough listening. Hold on.
Dak Prescott.
I thought you were good at numbers. Let's try again because Dak hasn't been around for the past 30 years. If you take a look at the Dallas Cowboys over the last approximately 30 years, who is the biggest reason that they have not won a championship?
I can't point to one thing because there's only been nine teams that have won the Super Bowl since we won the last time.
Here's a big deal.
It's hard to do.
No, it's not. If you think about a team that has the highest valuation of any professional sports team on planet Earth, you know, it's one thing to be able to run a business that makes money. It's another thing to be smart enough to move the hell up on the way, out the way to make football decisions. Let me tell you something, Trey. And this is not a football thing. This is a life thing. If you walk around thinking that you are the smartest person in the room, you are the dumbest. I'll give you a personal anecdote here. This is me. This is JR Wisdom. This is just straight on. Don't walk into a room. Don't hang out with anybody who feels that they are the smartest, because anybody who proclaims that they are at the top, they have nothing to learn. Nobody could do better than them. they have and lack self-awareness. And it's easy for me. You may not want to, but it's very easy for me to take a finger and point it at Jerry Jones, because he's one of those people that are too high up on the scale and think too highly of themselves to know when the hell to move on up out the way. I will not sit here and tell you that Dak Prescott is Patrick Mahomes, because he is not. I can certainly tell you the good and the bad about Dak Prescott. I can walk you through the past several weeks of forcing passes, two interceptions in the past three. I can walk you through the playoff. We can do all of that. The man was an MVP candidate. So if I wanted to, because I think I'm good at my job, I can stand here, and if I wanted to, I can make a hard argument for Dak Prescott. If I wanted to, I can make a hard argument against him. It's a mixed bag. The man is a very good quarterback. He stinks in the postseason. And if you want to think about why he sucks right now, it's because he's forcing too much. He has one wide receiver worth a damn. This man is playing football with Dalvin this past Sunday. He's playing with Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott behind the line of scrimmage with him. But yeah, let's just blame Dak because it's easy. I don't want to blame Jerry. Jerry Jones is the guy who's sitting around telling radio hosts, hey, I can talk to who I want to talk to. I'll find somebody else to talk to. I said. That's what Jerry Jones is saying. Come on. Jerry Jones is saying that nobody could be a better GM than me. I did this. What did you do? You're good enough to win, but not good enough to get over the hump. He's delusional. This is the same Jerry Jones who about a month ago sat around and said, we're in the same pack with the Kansas City Chiefs. What? What Kansas City Chiefs? Not the NFL football team, right? Not them. Is there another Kansas City Chiefs that I do not know about? I know what you're going to say. You're going to say it's Jerry Jones. Dak Prescott, he ain't own the team. You don't own the team. If anything, Dak Prescott, yeah, he took him for a ride because Jerry Jones is dumb. This guy broke his leg and then he still had to pay him $40 million. Well, he could have paid him less before he even broke his leg. And now we're pushing it again. Let's make him the highest paid. Why are you pushing it all the way to the edge? And I'm no capologist. And I'm not trying to be, you know, a Monday morning quarterback or whatever day it is, because the NFL now plays every day of the damn week. But the fact is, the fish rots from the head. You know, a bad team can get lucky every now and then. Think about Jerry Reinsdorf. The last time he had success with the White Sox was like 20 years ago with them winning the World Series. Come on. Now he's old. The dude is like 90-something years old, and he don't know what he's doing. He hired Tony La Russa to run his baseball team. Tony La Russa was falling asleep in the dugout. Come on. You got one dude. Choose my words carefully here. You got one dude who's falling asleep and eating applesauce, hiring another dude who's falling asleep and eating applesauce. You can't do that. And Jerry Jones ain't that far off. And he's sitting around, beautiful marketing genius, business mind. I can tell you about his businesses, okay? When they opened up Jerry's World, they took me through it. I'm very familiar with the old Legends Hospitality, collaboration, Yankees, a cop. I can tell you about what they have up in Frisco. I can walk you through everything he's done that has pushed this team to worth $10 billion. Where's the success on a football field, man? When are you going to show up, man? Get back to a Super Bowl. They out of it now. We going to blame Dak? Let's blame Tony Romo's body while we're at it. Hey, let's blame Troy Aikman. Hey, we could have had more, Troy, if you didn't have them concussions. What are we doing? Sometimes you think you're too damn smart and it kicks you in the ass. I want to be around people who want to learn things that they don't. I want to be around people who can pick up and teach me something. I don't want to be anywhere where I got to go. Man, ain't nobody can tell me nothing. And I don't want to talk to anybody who feels like they know everything. Because they don't. They've already proven to me they have no self-awareness, or at least the desire to learn more. And that's Jerry Jones. And that's the guy who ain't throwing the football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a guy who does something that I cannot do. We'll talk about Aaron Judge. He cannot hit a home run. He cannot hit a ball to save his life. I guess at this point, he's as good as I am. Well, maybe he got one hit that I could not get. He's bad. We're going to give you a little preview of what might happen tonight in the Bronx, New York. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, this is one of them jams. This is explosive. Hickey, I want to sit in a Prohibition era lounge and have a cigar, have some Jack that I shouldn't be having. And I just want to listen to this play on repeat.
That sounds very relaxing, very peaceful, yeah. Very fun.
Yeah. Oh, forget Jack. Give me an old fashioned. I want an old fashioned.
Would you wear a top hat? Assuming this is like the 20s?
You trying to make me a pimp?
I'm just, that's kind of the fashion though, right? Like 100 years ago, that's what they were wearing. The three-piece suits. Hat? They had the cane, the hat.
No, I'm going to wear the hat that, what's his face had on last night. He went to the extreme yesterday. What's that Kelsey brother name? The big one.
Oh, Jason?
Yeah, he had on one of them paperboy hats.
I was going to say like Sherlock Holmes, but it's kind of similar. Okay.
Yeah.
That could work.
Is there a difference between, Sherlock Holmes, the flaps.
Yeah, he didn't really have the ear flaps, right?
Yeah, but the flaps flap up to the top, right?
Yes. I don't know if Jason's had that, though. He could, like, tie it up. I don't know. I didn't see. But it looked okay. It looked old school.
I think they threw me in that one year for Easter when I was a kid. I think I might have seen that photo a long-ass time ago. I think I used to have one of those hats.
Wow. Fashionable.
You don't see that enough. You don't see that hat anymore. I should bring it back. It's about to be winter.
And you know what? Maybe what? You could start a fashion trend because it all just repeats after a while anyway. Maybe now we'll go back to like 1920s fashion where everyone just is going to wear a suit 24/7.
Oh, no, Hickey, I'm pulling up on that soon.
Yeah?
I'm about to do, I don't even know what it's called. I'm so not fashionable. I got on Nike Airs, Nike shorts, and I got on one of my favorite Tulane hoodies. That's what I got on right now.
Nice.
But it's about to be either this or, Hickey, I'm going the opposite direction. I'm talking about I'm wearing tweed jackets when I go outside, or I'm wearing slacks, or I'm talking not just I'm talking texture. It's coming.
Now we're talking.
I'm gonna look like I fell out of a time warp. It's gonna be either sweats and shorts, or I'm going a complete opposite direction. Oh yeah, I'm throwing it back, Hickey. I am.
And I think a lot of people would be impressed if you do pull off that look.
Good. I'm going to do that, and I'm just going to show up at random places like it. Just so people go, oh, this guy, he knows how to dress. He dresses nice. I'm going to do it everywhere, Hickey.
Goes to a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah, this guy, what is he? I think I'm too lazy for that. And that might be the sweats time. But then afterwards, yeah, just going to CVS. Whoa, this guy, look at what he has on. Wow.
Doctor's appointment. Here I am, doc, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Save you on, the insurance, please. I hope so. I hope so, most certainly. Hickey, I didn't go at that last guy too bad, did I? I fell a little bit bad. Like, .. 1% out of 100%.
Why? I thought that was tremendous, honestly. I thought you did a great job. What's there to feel bad about?
No, because he's just like, he's blaming a football player who hasn't even been here for, what, a decade? Not even. And then you got not absolving. It was seeming like he was throwing shots at Jerry, but then he wanted to blame Dak. And I'm like, do you hear the things that the owner says? And I try to rattle off three or four recent things. I mean, I didn't even go back in time about I could go back and talk about Jason Garrett. And I don't know. I felt like I laid out enough points, and I felt very bad, as I told you, less than, 1% bad, much less.
You feel bad that you had like 10 arguments to disprove his one point that Dak Prescott is the person to blame for the Cowboys struggles? You felt bad about that?
Yeah, maybe I'm too nice of a guy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Next time I'll let that. Yeah, you're right. Dak is the reason the Cowboys haven't won a championship in, almost 30 years. Yeah.
Before he was born, he's to blame.
Yeah, it's Dak's fault. It's Dak. And Dak has to be what? Is he 30, 31 right now? Got to be, give or take. Somewhere around. He's probably 30 flat. Let's see how old this man is, Dak Prescott. Hey, 31. He just turned 31 this summer. Yeah, he was a kid. Didn't know what the hell was going on with this team. Yeah, Jerry Jones did. He bought the team, fired the man everybody loved, and then fired the next guy. And he's just, anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're going to get into the New York Yankees and how awful they are. You follow Fat Joe, I guess. Oh, my God, Hickey. I listen. Oh, we'll get into that. Hey, 855-212-4227. Colt is here from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Colt?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Oh, just got a question. I don't know if you've answered on this before. So I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and watching the game last night, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on, do you think Russell Wilson will remain the starter for the rest of the year, or do you think Justin Fields will make another appearance sometime this season?
Okay, wow. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a deeper dive into that next hour, but I'll answer the question very straightforward. Yeah, I think okay. Russell Wilson is the guy unless Russell Wilson's calf says he's not.
Okay.
It's just what
so
it is.
So then, injury, okay, so then yeah. Russell Wilson gets injured, Justin Fields comes in. Do you think that if Russell Wilson doesn't get injured and finishes off the season, do you think Pittsburgh will trade away Justin Fields?
I don't think you trade him away. They're both on expiring deals. There's nothing to trade. You got to pick one. You got to pick one or the other. And by the way, if one of these guys says, I don't want to be a Steeler, then they won't.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's just how. Okay. Hey, it's how. It's like a marriage. You married, Colt? You been married?
I'm engaged.
Oh, congratulations, man! That's great. How long have y'all been together? I'm trying to learn some things.
We've been together for about 5 years now.
5 years, and so how long have you been engaged? If you don't mind me asking.
We've been engaged for about a year and a half.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, what are we? Nuptials next year or something? 2025.
2025, we're getting married in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, you about to be not too far from me here in Georgia. Well, congratulations. This is almost like a marriage. If y'all don't want to be together, then you're not together. If Russell Wilson and the Steelers don't want each other, they don't got to be together.
Fair enough.
Hey, no forced marriages. Not in America, right, Colt? No, right? No.
That's right.
I think. Yeah, I don't think so. Hey, well, Colt, thank you so much. Hey, good luck to your Steelers, and congratulations on your future wedding and your future wife. You got any tips for the single people like me out here?
Man, just keep trying. If you're trying to find the right woman, just keep trying. You're bound to find someone.
Keep trying. Okay. Well, thank you, Colt, for calling from Kansas. You have a great great evening and afternoon and life with your wife. Okay.
All right. You do the same, sir. I appreciate it.
I don't have a wife. Thank you. Oh, man. It gets too much. Too much.
Just keep on trying, JR.
That's what he said.
Get out there. Like, keep swinging.
I heard that in that movie with the fish. Well, they were swimming. I don't remember what they were doing. Finding Nemo.
They were trying to find...
Dory? I don't know. Nemo.
His wife? Oh, no. His dad. What? His dad. That's right.
No. Hickey. The wife, the mother died at the beginning
that's
of
right.
the movie.
I know. Well, I forgot why they were swimming for a second. Then that's right. They got separated.
Oh, my God. What a terrible human you are.
What?
They're looking for Nemo's mom. They killed her in the beginning of the movie. They killed her.
I forgot that children's movies were so horrific. My apologies.
They are. That's all Disney movies, somebody has to die. Hmm. All Disney movies, right?
Yes, you're right. You think about it.
What's that guy's name? Mufasa?
Yeah.
Wait. Was Mufasa was the father, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Scar killed him, right?
His brother, yeah. Whoa, sick. It's like Cain and Abel with lions.
For kids.
I know, right? What was the kid's name? What was the cub's name? The Lion King, what was his name? Simba, that was his name, okay. Yeah, them Disney movies were sick. That, what did they do? They imported them over to scare American kids, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, again, what's that guy's name? You remember?
The one who just called?
He called from Kansas, yeah.
Colt.
Hey, Colt, thank you so much. And just keep swimming. I'll find me a wife. Okay. Note taken. Hey, speaking of swimming, the Yankees are not swimming. The Yankees are sunk. They are. They're done. 3-0. And you know, you could watch a baseball game and know that a team is done. Yankees are demoralized. They're finished. They lose yesterday to the Dodgers in just awful fashion, 4-2. Couldn't generate offense to save their lives. And now we get all the inspirational quotes from the New York Yankees about turning things around. Things that are just not going to happen at all. You know, so for instance, Aaron Judge, we know he stinks. He stinks. This man is 6-43 in the postseason. That's a batting average of 140. He has 20 strikeouts in 54 plate appearances. This is bad. In his entire playoff career, he's batting 196. This is the Yankees, man. You got to show up in the biggest moments. You got to handle the pressure. We've seen Alex Rodriguez turn it up in the postseason for the Yankees, helping them to win their latest title in 2009. We've seen Giancarlo Stanton. Yankee fans have wanted to trade this guy and give him the boot. This guy turns it up in the postseason. You're supposed to be one of the greatest. He is one of the greatest power hitters of all time. And now he's just swinging at everything. It doesn't matter if it's over the moon, he's swinging at it. Aaron Judge, he was asked whether or not he's hurting the team, letting the team down, and this is what he said.
Definitely. You know, you want to be getting the hits, you want to be doing, you know, going out there and doing your job, but, you know, I'm not doing my job right now. So, I got to pick it up.
Yankees are on the verge of being swept. The Dodgers are about to pick up their 8th World Series title. We haven't seen a team swept in a World Series since 2012. It was the Giants sweeping the Tigers. Come on now. Aaron Boone looks miserable. I think he upset this chain of events off with that dumbass calling on Friday, throwing Nestor Cortez into the game. The guy hasn't pitched in almost 40 days and 40 nights. He serves up a ball of Freddie Freeman who could barely walk or run. Now all of a sudden Freddie Freeman feels good. How come Aaron Judge can't feel half as good as Freddie Freeman? We don't know. Aaron Boone was asked how Aaron Judge could turn things around. Listen to this.
Come ready to go tomorrow. He's Aaron Judge. And just continue to work and hopefully get on time and connect on some.
Oh, boy. No. Tomorrow is today. We're going to have first pitch in about another hour or so. Hickey, I hope there's no musicians, please. No musicians, not, please.
You have to. If there were one planned, you have to cancel. You can't. After yesterday, I'm with you. Down 0-3? No.
I had the benefit of this morning listening to like the first minute and change of Fat Joe's performance. The video said it was 3:30. I said, I can't even listen to the other 2 minutes. I couldn't do it. And I love Fat Joe, but it was bad. He was not placed in the right place. Well, bad English by me. To succeed, he wasn't. He wasn't in the right position to succeed, to entertain. That wasn't the place for Fat Joe. Have Fat Joe come out and do, I don't know, hype man. He don't need to do his songs. His songs don't make sense. They don't fit for that. Anyway, it was a sign of things to come for the Yankees. Embarrassment. Let's just put it that way. And I know Fat Joe doesn't have an embarrassment gene, if certainly not a big one. This was ugly. Yankees back in the World Series, first time since 2009. It is 2024. On the verge of being swept. The only team that's ever come back did this against the Yankees. It was the Red Sox, who came back from a 3-0 hole and then went and won the damn World Series against the Cardinals and then swept them. Aaron Boone, he was asked about what they can do to get this together. Are y'all going to come back or what? Aaron, excite me here.
Hopefully we can, you know, go be this amazing story and shock the world. But right now it's about trying to get a lead, trying to grab a game and force another one, and then on from there. But we got to grab one first.
All right, what a way to keep hope alive. Me, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not enthusiastic. I'm not optimistic. Why would I be? If they do it, good for them, but I don't think they will. I think this series is over. The Dodgers are going to win their eighth World Series. And Shohei Ohtani, his arm doesn't even work. Not the one he throws with, but another one. The other one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk about some wide receivers in the NFL. One is done for the year and one got traded.